BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Ross, I'm 23, and I'm from Ochterarder off of near Perth. You might not know this, but at the moment, I am talking to you from Magaluf! Lad. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So Becky's on board.
Hiya.
Hi. Chris is here. And Ross, our listener, who introduced the show, is in Spain. How's your holiday in Magaluf, Ross?
Very good, thank you.
Make us gel, tell us what the weather's like.
Pretty hot, except the thing is I've got one foot which is sort of red and the other foot which is sort of tanning, so I need to balance that out somehow.
How's that happened?
Well, is that Becky? Becky,
hello.
See, the thing, I'm not following your health and safety rules. I've not put on proper amounts of sun cream. That's the issue.
That is very bad.
I put it on one side, obviously, but forgotten a little bit.
You see, one bottle should last one person a week.
Is that what you say?
That's how much you should be putting on.
Really?
Yeah. To get the protection, right,
well,
it says on the bottle.
That.
How could you do one side and not the other? What kind of tanner are you?
Not as experienced as you, Scott.
Yeah.
Exactly that. So is it hot and sunny now?
It is very hot and sunny. Yeah, very hot and sunny. Do you want to hear out in the balcony?
Yeah, go on.
Let's hear how hot it is.
Hang on. Yeah, you can hear how hot it is. Hang on. Wait a minute. Oh, it's gone all quiet now. They were playing cheesy retro tunes from the 80s and 90s.
Even just going on the balcony, though, I had a bit of a sweat on.
Yeah.
When you put the phone out there.
My top lip's beading.
I'm back in, though. There's a fan now. Do you want me to go back out and make sure you get a sweat on?
Go on, then.
Hang on a minute. Wait a minute. We're going out, Scott.
Oh,
yeah, feel that.
Just
heat.
As it hits you as you go through the door, isn't it?
It's a bit uncomfortable.
Literally, Becky, it's when you go through the door, it's just that wall of heat.
And will you be, maybe tonight, sampling the local Spanish food at the Burger King at the end of the strip?
Yes, yeah, well, you know what? You know what's really good about Magaluf and Spain in general? Cheese and ham toasties.
Oh yeah, true. What's it called? It's called a bikini or something, isn't it?
Well, no, see, Becky, the thing is, I went and asked for a bikini, and I got the weirdest look from this guy who then started gesturing at his chest and pointed at a bar. Apparently, bikini's not cheese and ham toasty.
Tulip, who used to work on the news here, always used to go on about having bikinis on holiday, and then she said it was a cheese and ham.
I thought it was as well, so I asked for a bikini and I got a weird look.
Are you any idea what it is?
Well, apparently, I got a Spanish lady to teach me, and apparently it is sandwich de jamón y queso.
Jamón y queso.
Queso, yeah.
Oh, that'll be it.
That'll be Spanish for ham.
that'll be my Scottish Spanish.
I like it that you're getting involved with the learning language as well.
Bit of culture, you know.
What was Tulip getting in Magaluf then?
Well, I don't know, but I've just googled ham bikini and the pictures are not of cheese and ham toast.
No, they're off people. They're off people with bikinis made of ham.
Don't be looking up ham bikini. It wasn't on my computer, was it?
It's not on my login.
Oh, it's on mine.
I'm sure you've looked up worse, Chris.
You should see his history. It's quite something. So you played Innuendo Bingo by the pool yesterday?
Well, no, we played it on the balcony last night for my birthday. We were going to do that. So we went out on the balcony and we got some water. And then we had to look up the podcasts, which are on my phone. And then we ended up going onto the balcony and basically just playing Innuendo Bingo. Except we ran out of water halfway through and we had to use beer. So it was a bit posh sort of Innuendo Bingo.
Oh.
It wasn't good. The cleaner wasn't impressed.
So if your birthday was your birthday yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
Have you got the same birthday as Prince William?
I do. I've got the exact same birthday as Prince William, yeah.
I'm imagining that you and Prince William had a very different day to each other yesterday.
Yeah, I think possibly.
Popping into the Only Fools and Horses bar. Is that still there?
It might be. I've probably been walking past it, but I don't know.
The Only Fools and Horses bar is where they just play episodes of Only Fools and Horses all the time on a big screen.
Is there someone at the end of the bar that just sort of, the bar lid goes up and they sort of fall in again?
Yeah, just all day, every day.
At 9:30 every night, a chandelier falls down. When are you in Magaluf until?
until tomorrow.
Oh, well, enjoy the rest of your holiday.
Thank you. We will do.
And thank you for introducing the show from Mallorca.
Excellent. Thanks, Scott. Cheers.
You did know that Maglif was in Mallorca, right?
Sort of.
So didn't.
I remember. Trust me on the sunscreen.
Yeah. Yeah, I will. I'll put sunscreen on. Yeah. It's on. It's on now.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone's just come back from Lloret de Mar and they were a bit confused when they saw bikini on their food receipt. So it is on. It's definitely still on. Someone's like, it's a panini. No, that's completely different. Hey, Ross has just managed to persuade them to put Radio 1 on in Lineker's bar in Magaluf. Hey, Ross and his mates, because they want to listen, obviously. Because he's the show introducer today. So, hello, Mallorca. That's where Magaluf is. And if you are off to Spain soon, and you do find yourself wanting to order a cheese and ham sandwich, here's what you say.
Sandwich de jamón y queso.
Just like that. You can imagine him kind of going into a bar. Hola?
Sandwich de jamón y queso.
Por favor. And them going, ¿qué?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, you weren't here yesterday, Becky. You don't know Chris's theory about Madian.
No, go on.
He doesn't think he's, he doesn't think it's him.
What do you mean he's not him?
Well, he thinks, because he's 18, he's like, how could someone do that? So he thinks it's like a 45-year-old bloke, and Madian is just the poster boy that turns up.
Do you know any other 18-year-olds that can make music like that?
Well, no, but he's, because he's extremely talented.
Yeah.
He's not like a 45-year-old man.
I think it's a bit like this Pudsey situation. You know that dog? Is that not
same.
Normal?
What, well, Britain's Got Talent?
Yeah.
You think there's a small person inside, like a little costume?
What, Madian is also...
What? What, like a really old person?
In a costume of an 18-year-old boy. Madian's actually a dog.
Is he?
Yeah. And then he just puts the costume on. Yeah. Voila. Okay, Dappy is playing Radio 1's Hackney Weekend tomorrow. You know what Dappy's like. Do you think he's remembered?
No.
For 10 Scott Mills points, will he have remembered? Just a little quick way of earning some points here. Get it right and get the points. I did say that I would remind him when we announced the lineup ages ago, months ago, when we spoke to him on the phone. Let's find out.
Hello?
Hello, Dappy.
Hello, who's that?
Scott Mills, Radio 1.
How are you, sir? Nice to speak to you, bro.
How are you?
I'm fine, I've tweeted you, don't tweet me anymore.
Oh, when have you tweeted me?
About 2 weeks ago, I said something, hello.
I did not see that.
Yeah, no.
Don't forget me!
How is everyone?
Well, we're all good, thanks. I have lost your phone number, but luckily the one that doesn't speak still has your number.
I love you guys. I miss you, man. I'm coming back. My album's just about to drop September. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we'll see you before then. Now, listen, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm supposed to be taking a little one, well, my two little ones to Fort Park. But, yeah, that's what I might be doing, supposedly.
If the weather's nice?
Yeah, if the weather's nice. But what are you doing?
Well, I'm...
Awkward.
I'm going to be at this event that Radio 1 are holding called the... Radio 1's Hackney Weekend. So are
you. Wait, which one? Wait, hang on a second.
Shut up, you know it.
Is that this week?
Come on. Right, I said I would call you and remind you, and that you knew it was happening.
Oh,
you did. Okay, right, well, if you didn't, you're on tomorrow.
Am I really...
I think he's having us
sure?
on now.
Scott, are you serious? What stage am I on? What's the lineup? Tell me. Right. I'm there. I'm going to get a haircut and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're on the one extra stage.
Oh, wicked.
Who else is on tomorrow?
Sean Paul, Flo Rida.
Oh yeah.
Will I Am.
Oh, amazing! Amazing.
There's loads
amazing.
Of people on that stage.
Wow. Yeah. Well, forget Fort Park then.
Yeah. If you could.
You got Jay-Z on tomorrow.
Wow.
Ed Sheeran, Nicki Minaj, Kasabian.
Amazing.
Well, you're definitely on tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'll see you down there. I'll come and say hello.
Thank you, Scott. I love you so much.
Come and see us, definitely.
Most definitely. I'm going to tweet you. Don't forget me this time, Scott. Remember the party we had last time in Scotland? Don't forget me. I'm your little guy, all right?
That was
exactly.
So fun.
It was so much fun. Right, tweet me now.
All right, yes, sir. See you soon. Thank you, Scott.
Also, you might want to think about some songs to perform tomorrow.
I'll do a little medley. I'll think of something. Don't worry.
All right, good.
Cool.
See you later.
Love ya.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's quite weird. Mike's been on in Preston saying, I just heard you talking to Dappy. When you said bye, I hung up on my Bluetooth device in my car. I was laughing so much, I for some reason thought I was on the phone to him. That's quite weird. That was Dappy and no regrets. So, the answer was no. So you're both right, you can both have 10 yes. Scott Mills points. But I think he was pretending that he'd forgotten that he was on at Hackney Weekend, or did he?
I don't know. I don't know if we'll know if he's forgotten until he's actually meant to be on stage tomorrow, if he turns up or not.
Do you think I should make another call to him tomorrow, just to re-remind him?
I think definitely one on the day, yeah.
Right, like half an hour before he's due on?
No, give him like 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Because well, no, he'll be like, I'm at Thorpe Park, bro. Like, no. You know where you're supposed to be.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There's a really good aerial photo. Have you seen this? Of the Hackney site? Which just looks bonkers. It's on the Radio 1 Twitter at the moment, at BBCR1. Becky's just marvelling and amazing at it right now, look.
It's huge.
It is. Hackney Marshes, which does make you think of a bog, doesn't it, instantly.
It's going to be. I'm going to watch it on telly.
Yeah, going to be quite wet, maybe, possibly at times. But listen to it on Radio 1. Watch BBC 3. Greg's on. Hi.
Hi.
All right. And why have you got a dollar sign round your neck off of Kesha?
He's coming to Money's.
Is it?
Yeah. You know that when you get some good fortune, you have to wear the dollars for a few weeks.
It's like...
It's our dressing up box upstairs.
It's like the worst bit of bling I've ever seen.
I just wanted to show you, really.
That's really nice.
You can have it.
He's treated himself to half a Mars.
Wear that on BBC Three tomorrow. Please do.
It's a massive... When Jay-Z comes in.
Yeah.
Hey, Trigger Man, what's going on? You okay? Over.
Please do. Please do that. Hey. You look really cool. Listen to it all on Radio 1. All over the weekend. Watch it on BBC Three. Watch it on the website. There's so much on the website. And it'll be streaming to your phone as well. You won't be able to miss it or get away from it. It's going to be brilliant.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Want to see a really gross video? Go to the Radio 1 website or the Radio 1 YouTube. Just put Radio 1 into YouTube. And you'll see yesterday's innuendo bingo with extra yogurt. Have you seen it yet, Becky?
No.
Don't watch it.
Why?
Nothing. Please don't.
You know that's just going to make me watch it now.
It's just...
Is it as bad as the spaghetti hoops?
Look, it was all fine, like health and safety-wise, because there was a man present at all times in a high-vis jacket.
What?
So get online, check that out. It's a good one. Really like it. Radio 1 website or Radio 1 YouTube channel. Yesterday's innuendo bingo. It's a must-watch, that's for sure.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Grace, what's going on?
Hiya.
You okay?
I'm good, thank you. Just finished my A-levels.
Whoop!
Yes.
I can hear the relief in your voice.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can do something, not so bad.
Yeah, you can actually have a life.
I can actually, like, see people.
So you've been working hard?
Yeah, pretty hard.
When was the last exam?
It was biology. It was this morning. It finished about 11:50, I think it was. 11:51, and that was when it finished.
You must have been watching the clock going, come on.
Literally. It was like, come on, 5 minutes.
A lot of people finishing their exams today. What's your plans for the summer?
Summer, just literally seeing people. I haven't got anything booked in yet, but hopefully just like lots of little like things and they'll all add up.
Where do you live?
Work. Pardon?
Where do you live?
I live in Guildford.
Okay. Well, listen. Good work on finishing exams.
Thank you. Can I give you a high five for it?
Yes.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
I haven't done that for ages. I did get it. I like
it. I've been wanting to do that for ages.
Taking it old school, Grace. Again.
Yeah.
Hang on. Yeah.
It's like she doesn't know what to do.
Amazing.
She just wants to do everything.
Also, I don't know when the last time you listened to Radio 1 was, but I haven't done that for about 2 years. Well, you have been.
No, I've been listening for ages.
You've been studying hard. Love you, Grace.
Thank you. Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So how's this song for the football going? For the montage?
Yeah, okay. The problem is I'm never sure when we're going to have to have this finished by, because they're not out yet.
Would you like me to give you more deadlines?
Well, yeah, I suppose we keep having to extend the deadline, don't we?
Right. Oh, yeah, I suppose because England aren't out of the Euros yet.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard about this, forget the official songs for the football. I noticed that Corden and Rascal have gone, oh, well, better do a song, don't we, last minute.
Well, it's the same as the one before, just with different words.
Is it Shout again?
It's Shout, yeah.
Well, what's different about it? They just re-released it.
Dizzy Rascal's done another verse on it.
Oh, that's a bit good on a new one, didn't they? Anyway, forget the official songs. We want to create a song for that dry your eyes moment. You know, the stop crying your heart out moment when they have the emotional montage on TV when your team loses, it all goes horribly wrong, and they have footage of all the fans crying and on their knees looking distraught, and obviously the moment where it went wrong.
Yeah.
Because you always remember where you were when that happened.
Yes,
don't you?
Definitely.
Well, I don't, but I know that you probably do.
Yeah.
I can tell you where I was on any of them.
The thing is, I'm not wishing for England to get knocked out. I personally want England to go all the way.
Yeah.
But I also want to be prepared for, yes, in case
they do. Is it going to be that thing, because we haven't set you specific deadlines, is it going to be that thing where just on the day where they go up to lift the trophy, you'll be like on the phone going, I've got it, it's ready. It's
I've made
ready
the song
yeah.
for when we lose.
Well, I want to have it so that it can be a song to win to as well. In theory, if England win this thing, we can still play. Emotional
is it like,
montage.
Do you want it to be like those remotes you get for the telly that do like all the things?
All in one.
You get rid of all the remotes and just have the one?
Yeah.
You want
it's
it to be a song like that?
I love those with the massive buttons.
Yeah.
Or I can...
And it always miss a few functions on each gadget, but you don't really mind because you've got rid of all the other remotes, but you keep all the other remotes anyway because you can't actually switch the volume or whatever.
So you've just got like one that looks like off of toys.
Yeah.
Or I could sell it to the country that loses.
Oh, excellent.
So just stick it, in Google Translate
or
whatever?
Yeah, re-record it in a different language. Yeah.
You could record it in every language.
Yeah.
Think of the money you'd make. And I quite like to hear you tackle something in Lithuanian.
And also, what I quite like about when you transfer stuff into different languages, some of the things like keep your chin up might not translate or mean something totally different in French.
Yeah, it'll mean something like, I have ordered some chicken.
Yeah.
Well, I'll look into that.
So are we going to hear what you've... Have you got anything so far for this montage song?
I've got a little bit. I'll play a bit after half two if you want.
Okay, I can hardly wait.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So Chris is making a song to play on sporting montages. Not the one before the event, the one afterwards. The emotional song.
Yeah.
Because they normally use Stop Crying Your Heart Out, Oasis, or they use The Streets, Dry Your Eyes.
Or like Green Day, Time of Your Life, that kind of thing.
And we just want a new one, don't we?
Mm.
So you're saying it doesn't have to be if the team wins or loses, it doesn't matter?
No, not really.
You can still use this?
Just for the emotional montage. They could draw. I don't know if that's... I suppose that's not really possible in a tournament. But.
Right, so it's going to be one that's universal to every sport, not just football, right?
How often in football history has there been a draw in the final of a championship?
Not yet.
So this could be used at the Olympics, maybe?
Yeah, or Wimbledon.
Yeah, okay.
Coming up.
Or maybe for foreign athletes.
And we're thinking maybe we could translate it to other, so it doesn't even have to be...
Yeah. So people in other countries can use it when they win or lose.
So anyone...
Or draw.
It's universally appealing.
Excellent. Sounds quite...
Boring and bland?
Vanilla.
No, definitely not. You've got to think of the money here, guys.
Right.
We could earn good money out of this if every country is using it for every sport montage.
So, this is an emotionally charged song, which everyone can use. It doesn't matter how happy or sad or foreign they are.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Okay, let me hear what you've got then.
Well, I'm it's sort of work in progress so far. Starting with lyrics, I've been struggling with lyrics. So what I thought I'd do is just take them from some well-known songs, but I don't think anyone's going to really notice.
What, so it's a lot of different songs that you've taken the lyrics from?
Yeah. And I've taken them all from one of the world's greatest artists because I think people like him. Mm. And therefore I can't go wrong if I just use his lyrics in an emotionally charged song.
Okay, but if it's one of the world's greatest artists, are they not quite famous lyrics?
But the way I've done it, I don't think anyone will notice that they're his.
Also, how does this work with the monies? Do we just...
We won't tell him.
Right.
Oh yeah, that'll work. Is he the kind of person that might sue?
No. I think he's brilliant, but...
Okay. So, everybody out there, imagine England have won /lost, the Euros, /drawn the Euros. And there is emotional footage on TV of the fans crying with sadness or joy. And then this music comes on. Now, this isn't the music you're actually going to use, is
no,
it?
No, I'll have the music by next week. I've used this for now.
Okay, and you've used Dry Your Eyes.
Yeah.
But that's just as a template. But you'll get the kind of feel of it, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel the pain of the scars? That won't heal. But at the end of the day, I'm still standing. Better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor and feeling like a little kid. And I won't let the sun go down on me. In the circle of life. Goodbye, Norma Jean. Hold me closer, tiny dancer. I am a rocket man. Nikita, you will never know. Hold me closer, tiny dancer. I am a rocket man. And I want to kiss the bride. Now, what are we saying?
Well, what happened to all that stuff about, like, keeping your chin up and, like, always look on the bright side and all that?
Chris, the lyrics are really recognisable.
And not at all relevant to anything.
It doesn't make any sense. Mind you, I suppose neither does Vindaloo. Think about it.
Exactly.
That's a load of nonsense, isn't it? But you've just put a load of Elton John lyrics together. And hoping that's going to be the emotionally charged song.
Tried and tested lyrics over emotional music.
It wouldn't matter if Nikita and Daniel and Norma Jean were all players, but they're not in any sport that I know of.
Maybe that's what we do. We just take the names out, change them to relevant sporting.
Right. So lose Norma Jean and maybe put in
Les Scott.
So what are you saying? Change the lyrics? Because my plan was to just do those lyrics, bang them over a guitar or something. Put the thingy over a simple guitar tune by next week.
It's not going to work, Chris.
Really?
It's not going to work. We've given you this task, and you've clearly thought about it today.
This is true. This it was a bit last minute.
So I don't think that is. It's just not going to work. That
Elton's been on 341 on the text.
What's he
says,
saying?
Don't bother.
The Scott Mills Daily, BBC Radio 1.
Faye off of Lichfield's been on saying, do you reckon that was what it was like when the Queen sat down with Gary Barlow to write Sing? Did the Queen write it as well? Come on, Barlow, let's pen a hit.
I thought the first time she knew about it was when he presented it to her at the palace and explained in great detail about how he'd been around the world meeting people.
Got him an OB though, didn't it?
Do you
Cheryl.
Think that's the next stop for Chris?
Yeah. It's her birthday on the 30th. Nudie Pen, that's all I'm saying. Got her address?
I'll find out.
Okay, good. Got a thank you letter from Lana Del Rey yesterday. First thank you letter from the Nudie Pen. Admittedly, he just came down here and gave it to her because she was in the live lounge. But she did scrawl a note saying thanks. It's on Facebook, Radio 1 Facebook at the moment, if you want to have a look. I know that you believe me, but it is there, just as evidence. So back to the drawing board, I think, maybe on the old song. It wasn't well liked.
No.
I've got to be honest. Someone's saying we could just change Norma Jean to Stevie G, and that would be enough for most fans.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Matt's been on. He is 21, just turned 21 this week. He's in Cornwall and is about to make his way to London because he managed to win a ticket for Radio 1's Hackney Weekend. And he has asked me what the footwear situation is. Don't ask me, I'm so bad at this.
You see, I'm saying wellies.
Are you saying wellies, though?
Yeah, because even then, if it dries up, you're still all right. Whereas if you go in any other shoes and it's a bog, then you've got an issue.
Matt says, I don't know what to do. Flip-flops, wellies, trainers, proper shoes. I think you can give proper shoes a miss.
Yeah,
it's not a club.
I wouldn't do flip-flops.
No, not flip-flops either.
No.
Sorry, lads, no trainers. You're not wearing a shirt, you're not coming in.
I take it there isn't a dress code on this thing.
I love it when Chris tries to pack for things, cause he or dress for things, because he hasn't got a clue. It's quite sweet. He's like, oh, what? It really stresses him out. What do you mean I've got to wear a coat?
So what are you going to wear this weekend then, Chris?
Well, I was thinking of doing fancy dress myself.
What are you going to go as?
Smurf. But I'm not sure if that, like...
It's not a stag do.
I say all of us go out and do the Smurf thing or you know, do a theme between us when we're there.
I have lost a lot of my fancy dress outfits. I don't know where the naughty nurse has gone.
Lost?
And also, all I've got is that big wolf head off of Grandma.
You go as wolf, you go as Red Whiting.
Head off of Grandma?
Yeah, the big bad wolf.
Right.
Right, you know, and Grandma's got a nightie on and the wolf head.
Why have you got that?
I don't know. It was a fancy dress from ages ago, but I'm not wearing that. It would really scare people.
Who was the grandma?
I was the grandma, but it was also a wolf. Your grandma clothes, like a nightie, wolf head.
Oh, right. So you weren't a double act and then like halfway through the...
Sometimes I like to scare people by looking out my bedroom window with the wolf head on.
You total freak.
Yeah. I did that just last week, actually.
That would be an amazing spotted,
wouldn't it? It just fills some time, you know? When I'm a bit bored.
Can we do that?
I do.
You
I just
out
sit
your window, and we'll take a photo and send it in.
I sit on my, you know, where my upstairs window is, looking onto the street. And I just sit there sometimes, with just the wolf head on. Mm. Anyway,
well, sorry, and nothing else.
just the wolf head.
Is this when you're using your telescope or not?
No, sometimes I will have clothes on. Anyway, Matt, I would. Yeah, I'm staying wellies, but I'm also not very good at this. I turned up to Glastonbury about 5 years ago, in box fresh white trainers.
Oh.
That didn't go well. I had to bin them.
So you two going to Smurfs tomorrow, then?
I'm up for it.
I'm not bringing the wolf head.
Smurf you're up for, though?
No, I don't want to do fancy. It's a Hackney weekend.
What about body of a Smurf, head of a wolf?
I'm not going on stage with the head of a wolf. Anyway, you'll be able to hear all of this on Radio 1. You'll be able to see it on TV, on BBC Three. You'll be able to watch all the live music on the Radio 1 website. The website just gets better every year. It's fantastic, the Radio 1 website, for this. You'll be able to watch loads of live stuff, loads of interviews. You'll get access that the people there just will not get. You'll see everything. And also, handily, if you get the website, the Radio 1 website, on your phone, it'll be streamed to your phone as well. The biggest lineup in the world. There is not a lineup like this anywhere on planet Earth this year. It's Radio 1's Hackney Weekend. It's happening tomorrow and Sunday. Make sure you're there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Innuendo Bingo went extreme again yesterday, and they are my favourites. Don't get me wrong, I like it with water, but when it's something else, it just makes me happy. You wouldn't have been happy with this yesterday. It was gross. So, if you... everyone apart from you watch the video. It's a health and safety nightmare.
Has he done it with cottage cheese yet?
Oh, that's a good one.
No.
What about
no.
cottage cheese with pineapple in
no.
it?
No.
Or cottage cheese and ham or prawns?
Yeah, ham is a good one. Do you like cottage cheese?
You could innuendo being a cottage cheese special with all the varieties.
Mm. The chives you could have?
Yeah.
No.
It would just be rancid.
So, watch the video. Is Chris lying on the floor on a red sheet that we put down for innuendo bingo? That is minging. Have we washed that yet?
No, it's still... Apparently you were going to take it home and put it in your washing machine, but it's still sat up by my desk.
I'll do that.
Smelling of dairy.
I'll do that. Oh, I can't...
You're not going to do it, are you?
No, it's the big weekend, the Hackney weekend.
I came in this morning, I was like, if I don't do this, no one else will.
Okay, so you do a hot wash. And so Chris is lying on the floor on the red sheet with a red T-shirt on, so he does look like a postage stamp. And he is having Greek yoghurt spooned into his mouth by a man wearing a high-vis jacket. So that makes it safe.
I'm going to have to look at this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So you've watched the video, Becky, yeah?
It looks amazing.
It's so good.
Is he, covered in cling film from, his waist down? I can't work it out.
Yes, he is. There is one bit where his face is so covered in yoghurt, you can't really see him.
It's all dripping into his eye.
Go and watch the video. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. It's on the Radio 1 website now.
What's a curing?
And now your daily chance to get your hands on some Scott Mills points. It's like, what's occurring? Now, you know that competition we've been doing, that cruel competition on Radio 1 to get tickets for our Hackney weekend this weekend? It's all over now. If you didn't get a ticket, though, you're going to be able to see it and hear it all on the website, on BBC Three, and on Radio 1 all over the weekend. Even streamed to your phone, so you will not miss out. In that competition, though, there was a lot of pressure on the contestants because all four of the callers had to answer correctly, and if one got it wrong, then nobody got the tickets. Here's my question to you, something we've noticed. How many times during the competition to win tickets for the Hackney weekend, on the whole thing, did somebody say, "No pressure"? It's just a default thing that you say. I've noticed it a lot. How many?
I'm going to say 16.
No pressure.
I'm going to go less. I'm going to go 12. No pressure.
It's tense, isn't it? Let me know what you think. 10 Scott Mills points if you get this one right. How many times did someone say, "No pressure," on the Hackney Weekend competition?
Oh, what's a kidding?
Let's find out.
Sarah?
Yeah?
Are you free on Saturday to go to Hackney?
Yes, definitely.
All right, then make sure you get it right, for God's sake. Listen, as I said to Georgina, all you got to do is when I play the piece of music, you tell me who it is. That's it. You get it right, you've done your bit.
Yeah.
All right?
No pressure then.
All you got to do is say who the person is that we're playing you the track of. That's it.
Okay, no pressure.
You can absolutely do this, right?
No pressure.
There is no pressure.
Kat, how are you feeling?
Pressure. Lots of pressure.
Some pressure.
Dee, if we get as far as you, all that pressure will be resting on your shoulders, you poor little
thing.
Yeah,
I'm terrified.
Remember, if one of you gets your artist wrong, you all lose. Chris, the pressure's on.
If I do come to you, that means that everybody else has got theirs right. And so the pressure will be on you.
Remember, if you get this right, we'll move on to the next caller, get it wrong, and none of you win the tickets, OK?
OK, no pressure.
Tell me who it is. All four of you will be going.
No okay. pressure then.
No pressure. Finally, all the pressure is on you, Sarah Burns from Brighton.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! No pressure.
Yo, VIP, let's kick it.
Pressure pushing down on me, pressing down.
Yes, Jeb Wood.
Get it wrong, you'll just have to listen and enjoy it online and on the radio, okay?
Not much pressure.
Not much pressure.
Under pressure, the friends are feeling down.
Line one, no pressure. In Kettering.
Yeah, just get it right, Sam, no pressure.
It's all now to do with you, Sanders.
No pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure.
It's a lot there.
Is this another one where we're meant to have counted?
I have to be honest, I was put in charge of counting and I ran out of fingers, so I'm going to say it was 16, no pressures.
Oh.
Isn't that just what you guessed?
Yes.
Well, then I say there was 12.
It's a panic situation. Someone needs to say something.
Sorry,
what
was,
I'm supposed to count
12
then?
Okay. And what are you saying, Scott?
Why don't we meet in the middle?
I'm saying halfway between.
Okay. And what's that, Scott?
Four. Go on.
13 and a half?
What? No!
14.
14. Oh, yeah, 14. Oh, yeah, so it is. So 14. Like, this is bad.
Ish.
Was I supposed to count? Was that my job?
No, you assigned it to me and I failed.
It's health and safety. She's just done a poor job.
When has counting no pressure has been health and safety?
How are people going to get their Scott Mills points? Right, okay. Right,
it's Friday. Points for all my friends.
Points for everybody. No, absolutely not. I'll count them now. This is Jack White on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, there wasn't any pressure there, but we have managed to count all the no pressures. There were a few just pressures and one not much pressure. But if you said 16 no pressures, then give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. So you were right.
Yes.
10 for you, my darling.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1 Saturday weekend, which is happening all weekend, right here on the website. You'll see loads of live music, loads of backstage stuff, BBC Three, and if you're on the move, stream it to your phone. On air tomorrow with Moyles from Hackney from 4 p.m.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.